This is a Big Facts Network exclusive.
You can call on me. 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 You can call on me.
Oh yeah, it's beat hot.
Yo, another episode of the Big Homie South on the Big Facts Podcast Network. We got some homies in the building. Moneybags!
What up? How you feeling? Pretty good.
Hey, man, glad you came back to kick it with your homie.
Thank you.
Miss Love Dorsey.
You already know it in
how you,
flesh.
How you feeling?
I feel good.
I'm glad you came back. You know, little travel issues this morning, but you're here, and it's lit.
Flesh, baby.
So listen, let's get straight into it. So I had some things that I wanted to discuss, and there was this rule. I feel like it was passed in Kentucky that they said you can now start getting child support like while you're pregnant. What do y'all think about
that is interesting.
What do you think about this revelation?
So like child support. For the baby while the baby's still in, I don't know, it's just like, well, first you need to make sure they have a healthy pregnancy and delivery of the baby, you know, and is that for doctor's bills or something? Like, what's the money going towards? Or preparation? Maybe diapers and Pampers and stuff.
You gotta get that anyway.
Yeah,
you gotta.
But I'm saying, is the child support for him to be helping support that to make sure that he's actually putting in the money and funds?
I just don't feel like I feel like child support is for a child. Like,
yes.
Until you're born, you're a fetus. You're not a child yet. You gotta evolve. You remember Pokemon? You go from one level to the next. You a whole different motherfucker. Like you,
right?
Yeah.
I don't know. It's really interesting. But I mean, I don't have a child. But how long does it even take effect? Do you have kids?
Mm-hmm.
So how long does like child support would even take effect to like you actually getting the money? Because I know they'd be trying to hound you, supposed to, and chase them down for a little bit. So I mean, maybe it's to cover that. I don't know.
You know I'm finna go.
Go
I don't even know why you started.
What's up?
So listen, on the surface level, I don't believe in no fucking child support. And I'm a breakdown why, right? So first of all, women.
You mean you don't believe in child support at all?
I don't believe in child support at all.
Okay.
Like that concept of like going through the government to be able to be the authority figure to make someone be involved, I don't. It ain't something I
it's
support.
Not something you subscribe to.
No, and I'm going to tell you why, right? So first off, women to other women, mothers to daughters, older generation to younger generation, even men to younger girls, marry before you carry, right? Mm-hmm. So that
heavy,
right? Yes. And it's marry before you carry because then you will already be getting support when the baby's in your stomach.
Yeah.
Even if you're going through a divorce. So let's say you and I were married and I got pregnant and then we're getting a divorce. There's going to be some support from your end to mine because you're already obligated.
We're already locked in.
Yes. But for me, with this particular topic, too many females is lying about who the baby daddy is for somebody to be talking about collecting no money before that child make it.
Ooh.
And it's going to ruffle some people's feathers. Mm-hmm. But come on now. As a woman, you done seen.
Mm-hmm.
They got whole court shows
where
they making a living. Like, it's show hosts making a living off the concept of, come on my show, let's do a paternity test. And the drama and what keeps the views up is the fact that a good majority of you guys are not going to actually know who your baby daddy is.
Yeah.
So when we're talking about child support, how the hell are you going to make somebody pay when they haven't been legitimized?
They have not. Can you
And you know we be lying.
Can you legitimize a baby like while it's in the stomach, or you got to wait till it's born?
You know science is a magical, beautiful thing. Like, so there are ways, I'm sure, you know what I mean?
But
on the surface level, the average person, no, bro. That baby got to get here first.
Yeah.
And we got to find out. And no, we not taking your word for it, girl.
But that's why
we're not. We've already been down this block. Like, no.
But that's why I say, like can you? Because normally they got to wait till the baby born, and you do it, you get a DNA test after the baby's born. So, you've been 9 months paying this motherfucker, and it ain't
yours. You can do it through the stomach now or something
now,
right?
There are ways. That's why I'm saying science is a beautiful
thing. Oh, so scientists involved.
But it's not, from what I understand, and anybody watching that cares to correct in the comments, from what I understand, it's not 100% safe and has to be done, you know, at a certain amount of months through when it is going in the stomach or whatever. You know what I mean? I don't know how to break down exactly how they go about it, but it's not common. That's not something that someone is trying to do, especially people that may be high risk or, you know, maybe their first time pregnant. Like, it's safety first. Like, I think you said, make sure the baby makes it here.
Exactly.
But come on now. We know females is lying just as much as dudes nowadays.
With a
straight face, with tears coming down at times.
What about the ones trapping? I feel like men need a level of protection as well.
Yeah. And the I'm going to tell you why I feel so strongly about my stance on this. It's because there are no rules, regulations, no ethics, no morals from our side to them on paying a man back. How many scenarios have y'all seen where he got told he was a daddy, he went X amount of years doing whatever, and when the baby turned out not to be his, rather he did a little bit or a lot, you owe him.
That's so
and
true.
And females' favorite thing, because I watched somebody close to me go through it, they favorite thing, well, you was barely there anyway. I wouldn't give a damn if I bought one diaper. Bitch, get my money back for that one motherfucking diaper. The fuck is you talking about? Seriously.
No,
if it was the other way around, we come on now. You if you paid for something and then you found out I wrongfully paid, you're going to want your money back. But see, in our community, everybody be like, no, don't worry about it. You'll get your blessings back.
Right.
You just pray about
it. This is my blessing.
Be there for the
pressing child. Pressing you is my blessing.
Oh, I've been tricked. Hoodwinked.
Bamboozled.
Lost some years to your life, you know?
I personally don't think that's something that should be happening. Like, if we're going to do child support, okay, cool. Because what's child support? There's nothing to support. You're supporting yourself. Like, you're supporting yourself as an adult human going through pregnancy. Now, when that baby come out, you got to get diapers. You got to get food. You got to get child care, stuff like that. That's what child support is for. That's you.
You know, Coda, it do cost extra. Like, when you're pregnant, there are things that you're doing, not just for yourself, but for the safety and the health of the child. This is why you always hear me screaming on the internet, women be smart about bringing a child into the world. We have more
accountability. What?
Like, we should be the ones, like, really owning and being accountable for getting pregnant and birthing children, because it falls on us.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, look at what you're saying as a man. That baby and you. So all that care is your care. You know what I mean?
Exactly.
So with that being said, I'm going to make sure I look out for me in this decision.
Exactly.
And having a baby. I think too many of us, we make the decision with the intent to, like, make you step up and be responsible, and it don't be working out.
Nah. It don't.
And that's one thing, like, people in general got to learn. You can't make somebody do something that you want to do.
That's
if
true.
I'm a bum-ass nigga,
that's what I'm going to be.
You having that baby ain't going to make me step up and not be a bum. It's
really
in my DNA to be a bum. Yep.
Yeah. It's hard to change adults, period.
Exactly. So now all you have done is tie your DNA and your lineage to my bum ancestry. Yep.
Yep. And now he's going to be resentful.
Yep. He's going to be resentful. So. You've created another broken home.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
And now the baby gonna end up fucked up.
Exactly.
Cause it's really hard.
And
like
we don't own that enough. We don't own that enough. That, like, seeing what someone is and being honest with ourselves, and then you still choose to make a decision, and then later on you're not willing to be honest that the decision didn't just
accountable
me.
Right.
Like, the child is really gonna suffer the most. Cause let's be real, a lot of women get over their baby daddy and they move on.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Some don't, but a good majority do. Yeah. Like, I had a baby with him, it's whatever. He ain't here, he don't help, whatever. In all kind of ways, I don't need that man.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But the child, like, it's like we're not willing to be honest. People aren't okay growing up with just knowing one parent. Psychologically, like, it's been proven it's not healthy.
Yes, you need both.
And I'm a flip that, because I feel a lot of times they be like, oh, you picking on the women. I feel like men need to be accountable for the women they be entertaining as well.
They do.
Oh, for sure.
Absolutely. It brings down
y'all value,
that's what an ejaculation comes from.
I'm going to put myself on Front Street, right? Like, I used to entertain some women that were just for, like, some... I tried to make a short time, a long time. That shit did never go well. It never went
but
well.
Were you doing it with unprotected sex involved?
Oh, I was never doing it.
They could have got pregnant?
Yeah, I was never doing the unprotected.
So you were smart.
But I was, like, even sometimes you're not even supposed to be interacting with these people.
Yeah, no, you're right about
that. It shouldn't even get to sex. Right. Like, I shouldn't even, even if I did, it shouldn't be anything where I'm emotionally invested in.
Yeah,
You feel me? It should just hit her and go.
Yeah.
But me, I used to be trying to cut the hoes.
Yeah.
See, a lot of time we're trying to fill a void, though. So it's like you either going through that lonely stage, you horny or something like that, but we should be putting our time into something more productive and more healthy, like y'all are saying.
Right.
Like,
but if that woman who is about her paper if she wants some paper from me, why am I going to act confused? It was a video online. Of course, it was a skit. There's a lot of skits running around now.
Yeah.
But this girl, this dude was following this girl, and she had the ass out. She had the cheeks out. You saw that? And she was like, the guy was saying, how can I get to know you? How can I get to know you? And she was like, shit, I really just need some money.
Right.
And he kept trying to like,
make it more.
Make it more. Like, oh, we can go out. We can kick it. We can chill. Da, 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 da. It's like, shit, I'm really trying to make some money. In my head, knowing it's a skit, but knowing these situations do exist, they just not on the internet. Like, bruh, fellas, y'all cannot.
Let it go.
If that's what she want, that is what she want.
Yeah.
He was trying to change her mind.
Same as I would say to women, he earned whatever the heck he got.
You get whatever.
That when you said, okay, we need to hold men accountable as well, because, you know, a lot of times women will watch this kind of content and feel like we're picking on the women.
Yeah.
My mind went straight to the ones that were doing what you're describing, but also having unprotected sex.
Mm. Oh, yeah.
Because then they complain about what their baby mama doing.
Right.
But you could have entertained them the same way Kodak said he did without the unprotected sex.
Exactly.
Like, you could be dumb for a few years in your life.
Yep.
But when you being dumb and you putting yourself at risk of this being a lifetime tie to this type of woman,
mm-hmm.
we ain't finna feel sorry for you.
And also, on both, what were you about to say?
Yeah, I was about to say, and then the fact that they just want you to get a plan B. Why did you even do that? Like,
right. but
now you're relying on me to trust me to go get a plan. But that's wild.
Do you want the baby? Lying.
Most of the time, women want
the baby.
And I've been smart enough.
But listen, I was just going to say, as I've been saying, women, we control whether a child is born.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, every female walking around crying about what's going on with their kids, you chose to have them,
mm-hmm.
right?
Yeah.
He got you pregnant, but it was your choice to have them.
Mm-hmm.
So dudes need to understand, when you hear me saying this,
right.
once you nut in her, mm-hmm. you've given her that sperm, it no longer belongs to you. She gets
now
to decide.
Now it's her option. Yeah.
It's on her. So you screaming, take this plan B. And she's like, I want a baby.
Right. Yeah,
now exactly. You screwed, dude.
Now you stuck.
You screwed,
and
dude.
We don't want to hear your crybaby stories.
Yeah.
Because right.
you could have entertained it all kind of ways, but wrapped it up.
Exactly.
They go to accountability.
I agree. I agree with what you're saying. And to what I was saying, if you got to fuck with people who got shit to lose on both ends.
Yeah.
Men and women.
Mm-hmm.
Because, say, do you want a baby right now?
I just don't see it right now.
Exactly. So, you don't want a baby right now. Mm-hmm. I don't want a baby right now. If we do something and you get pregnant, you don't want that motherfucker either. So, you don't want it. So, but if you get in a situation to a woman that's like dead set on, she ready to start a family, she don't give a fuck who is with.
Right. That's
and
different.
You don't put yourself in that situation.
Yep.
But that's why I like fucking with women who got shit to lose. She in the prime of her career. She not about to throw this shit away.
I'm going
to
tell you something, though. In my experience from like digging in our culture and dealing with people and what I do, most of the time, that in this new age way that we're parenting and like having kids and not getting married or thinking about a real commitment first and like-mindedness, which is what you're talking about, people be like excessively fucking unprotected trying to stop the breakup. Like they be knowing we on the outs. And then a lot of women I talk to,
mm-hmm.
I got pregnant when I'm knowing like the relationship wasn't.
I have heard
and it was
that.
Just a bunch of makeup sex.
Yeah,
like,
and
a
then
bunch
the baby is born. Oh, I don't
and
even mess with her no more.
And sometimes another one will be born right after that.
And then you think the baby gonna save it.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Oh, it'd be cool until, you know, what's the point of no return for babies? Like 6 months, 8, 7?
Yeah,
then it'd be cool in 6 months. Then 6 months and a week go by, this bitch start fucking up. Like, damn, now this.
Ooh.
Now, she got to go through with it.
Yeah.
Then you got, then that's when you get a Ray Cruz situation. People gotta hold ourselves accountable.
Yes.
Holding yourselves accountable really will change your life, not just in the relationships, but in like professional settings, social settings.
It's very hard when you don't have anything going on, like he was just saying, male or female, it's kind of hard because humans, we feel.
Mm-hmm.
And when you know how you ever heard that old folks saying, idle mind is a devil's workshop.
Yeah.
When you don't have nothing going on or you ain't in your purpose, mm-hmm. male or female, you go head over heels entertaining another woman or another man. And then they become your purpose or your focus.
Yeah.
And I think a lot of people, like, That's why they having that like awakening after they have kids. They done struggle. The relationship ain't working. And they realize I need to focus on me. Mm-hmm. That's that moment where they realize like wow. I was so focused on the other person mm-hmm. that I lost sight that a lot of the stuff I was trying to get them to do, it really wasn't even for them to do. Like I'm waiting on him to make me happy
yeah.
or Ooh. Her to make me happy or her Ooh. To fulfill yes. parts that like I got to find me. I got to get me yes. something going on. And I'm big on that for men. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Like y'all got to have a purpose. Like, you, as a man, you got to have something going on. A cat going to run you.
Mm.
If you don't got nothing going, you that's finna so be chasing true. The big booties and that's the little waists and so the pretty true. Faces and that, the
that's true.
Light skins.
That's
and
true.
Dark You're
right, because yep. if I didn't have so much, I swear to God, I was thinking about this shit on the way home. Like, sometimes if I reach out to shoot my professional shot, a woman would think like, oh, this nigga trying to fuck.
Right.
And I kind of think like, that's very flattering to think. That you think I'm about to throw my whole shit away.
For you.
For you.
For a little piece of cat.
Yeah, like, you tell me no, you'll never hear from me again. I might block you just right. so I can right. know not to go here again. But yeah, I'm nothing's worth my career because I have shit. I got shit going
that's
on.
Exactly.
But you got, that's what I'm saying. Got you got, like, real shit going on that you can see a future in.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But think about it. If you didn't, as a black man in these times, bro, you'd probably be somewhere caught up. If you ain't have no motion
chasing,
or nothing.
Chasing ass.
And that's what most of these young boys falling victim to. That's what a lot of older dudes realizing, like, because I ain't have nothing as a man that mm-hmm. belonged to me, mm-hmm. that I was working on, I'm between one woman, two women, three women, and you. This becomes it.
Yep, you're a little right. game for them, too.
A man, mm-hmm. a man without purpose is a man just out here floating.
Yep.
Because, like, I feel like it's our job to be providers and protectors
and so
for not just like our romantic relationships, but like family as well. Like mm-hmm. you know, if some shit happened at the cookout with your family, the niggas are supposed to step up.
Yep.
Man, ooh, it's so preaching. Many out here though that's still so lost in the sauce.
Yep. How does so,
it's so ambitious?
I'm telling you, it's so unattractive. I don't know.
It's
if you
very.
Feel
it makes coochie dry all the like, way. Up. Like,
one of my first like questions is like, "What you working on?"
Yeah,
mm-hmm. I love it.
What you work in just any men in general, older men, younger men, like what are you working on?
That's a great starter question.
What are you working on?
Okay,
because like, it get if you working on something, mm-hmm. it's gonna get you talking.
Mm-hmm.
Like if somebody was to say Kodak, what you working on? I'm pretty sure he got stuff at radio station, right. stuff, his podcast, right. stuff, his personal journey. Like he could start. That's a conversation piece.
Yeah, you hear their passion.
You hit a man mm-hmm. with a question like that, and they ain't got much to it. I'm just. You know,
I'm
chilling.
I'm just going, wow. going to work.
Yeah, yeah. I'm not.
Yeah.
I'm going to hang
it out. That's a telltale right there. Yeah. I like that.
So a guy with no action or plans is a turnoff.
Yeah.
Very much
Ooh.
So.
Gotcha. I'm out of you. I'm out of that in that moment. And I'm going to tell you. Like,
you
I'm going
to get your shit together.
You, it's nothing going
you
on.
You tell him that?
Yes. But this goes for, this ain't just intimate. Like, this is mm-hmm. homeboys, friends, business connections.
Okay.
Like, you know, people hit me up a lot. They're like, hey, Dorsey, let's work. What you working on? Like, what if I can't clearly see on like your social media something with some motion?
I hate that shit.
I
niggas hit you with your DM, less work. Oh,
yeah,
yo,
less work.
Nothing else.
It be yo.
Nothing
and
else.
And then the less work come behind that. Okay, you got my attention because work is what that's what I'm on right now.
Right.
Like, I'm in mm-hmm. the working season.
But if you ain't got shit on your page, it's automatic.
Yeah.
I'm not even gonna inquire.
Mm-hmm. But
you could be working with Drake, bitch. It better be some right. goddamn evidence.
Like how,
on
I'm
that
not seeing the work.
If
like
I can
yeah.
see it, I ain't mm-hmm. got to ask.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
But I'm asking if I can't clearly look at your social medias and
see what you got
what
going
you working on.
Yeah, that makes sense.
On the flip side of that though. I've heard like women get turned off when a man asks them that, and I feel like that's so crazy. Like if I'm talking to you and I say like, okay, so what do you do? What do you get it? Like what are right. you doing like for work, your right. career, whatever? And right. I've heard women say that's a turnoff.
That's because they've been swindled before.
Swindled? How?
But when they say elaborate
by them by the
homosexual.
Yes. Okay, they looking for a place to live.
So if a guy asks you what you're doing, is that a turnoff?
It's not a turnoff for me, but I'm still gonna have my antennas up just to, you know, see where you're going with that question.
Yeah.
I don't see nothing wrong with it.
I don't see nothing.
That's only because they've been put in them situations where you end up getting a roommate.
Yeah.
He's living in your spot.
That's why I was like, elaborate, because like, what's wrong with them asking that? Because it go to thing.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. Okay, so a lot of women now are moving around with the intent to just make it in life off of looks.
Mm.
Just off of looks.
Mm.
So I could see why it would be an important question for a man that's looking for a wife or a
True.
Relationship or meaningful relationships with
yes.
women,
yeah.
not just sex,
mm-hmm.
to find out what you got going on. Because if all you got is your looks, if you're a successful man or got something going on, I'm going to have to watch you.
Right.
Because them the ones that a lot of times you see they out to ruin your career or get you just for money
because they're trying to get what they can get.
Yes.
Yeah. And that goes back to what I was saying earlier about like being a cognizant of who you're entertaining as a man. Because
right, exactly.
If I see this woman and she just look good online and that's all she really got going on, mm-hmm. I'm looking for a partner. Mm-hmm. I'm not just looking for somebody who I can fuck and marry. Like, I can do that with anybody.
That's maturity, sis.
Yeah, I can do that with anybody.
So when do you move into, because you said you, like, women have said they offended by that. At what point, like, if we just started talking, how long do you go before you try to figure out if I got something going on?
Because
at first, it probably is about the looks.
No, it is. So if we get past looks and we get into like a dating scenario or like just
like
going
out
being social,
going to different
outings. That is a social outing question. Mm-hmm. So if I'm saying, okay, so you know about me, I'm very public. You see, go to my Instagram, all my shit is there. But if I look at you and you just like, you just have the look, it's like, okay, so what else you got going on? And some of them will surprise you. Some of them be like, okay, I got this. Mm-hmm. It's a lot of girls that do Instagram and shit. You never know they got two masters. Mm. You feel me?
Yeah.
So if I ask you and it's nothing,
shout out to the boss females.
Yeah, shout out to the boss baddies.
National Women's History Month.
Yeah, shout out to the boss baddies. But if you ain't got nothing going on, now I got to put you in a different category. Mm.
Right.
And also, I got to see, are you coachable?
Right.
Because you may not have...
Ooh, that's a big one.
That's a good one.
You may not have anything going on, but if you can follow my instructions, a lot of the things that I do work.
Yeah.
A lot of the things that I do work. And I've run into women who just... don't believe in a vision. I can't make you believe in it.
How is that working out? I was going to say, how is that? Like, have you came across women that let you influence them?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I love it. You got to love a good man that's a good leader.
Yeah.
But that's a part of being a leader. It's not just like, listen to me and listen to what I do, do what I say.
So many women have been done wrong.
Exactly.
By fuck niggas that it's like, how do they, because they ask me a lot of times, Dorsey, how do you tell if this is another controlling narcissist up to something manipulating dude, or if he is a leader and coming in like shorty
really
got potential,
I got resources.
Mm-hmm. If she follow my instructions, I can, you know, help her build something.
Yeah. Like the woman I'm talking to now, like, she trusts me. So the different thing, she has a platform as well. So shit, if I say something because I have the resume to prove it,
right.
I got receipts for the things that I've done for myself.
Right.
You can either trust it or you can't. But I can't make you believe in me.
Mm-hmm.
So if you're the type of person that is going to be influenced by the men in your past that have led you wrong, maybe I'm not the person for you, because maybe you have to still heal from that.
Right.
Mm-hmm. I don't want to walk into a new relationship with old traumas.
True.
I don't, because I'm not dating that nigga. That was your ass.
I didn't do it.
Here we go.
Y'all,
them
your problems.
That was your problem. I didn't do none of that shit.
Yeah, for real too.
Mm-hmm. Like, and there's so many times you will be talking to somebody's issue.
Yeah,
you're talking to some. You're not talking to her. You're talking to her demons.
Yeah,
that's true. But I don't feel like anyone is ever fully healed.
Really?
From any? No. You still got something that's a little tick of yours that you still holding on to.
Well,
from
I don't.
Your past,
I think you can heal from it, but also realize that's something that's become a non-negotiable for you.
Mm-hmm.
So if somebody did something to me in the past, like, I know one of my big non-negotiables is communication.
Okay.
If you can't communicate, it's not because I'm not healed from somebody who couldn't communicate. I know that's something that I can't deal with.
Right.
Because I'm somebody who overly communicates. As busy as I am, I still find time to send...
And those are standards.
Exactly. Those are standards. So I still have time to send that good morning text.
Mm-hmm.
I'm checking you throughout the day. Did you eat? Shit like that. Cool. But if you are just the type of person, I'm not good at communicating, it's not going to work.
Yeah. I don't believe in that. That's different.
I believe if a woman or a guy saying they're not good communicating, they just don't like you.
Yeah.
They don't like you enough to communicate.
I disagree on the point of, I feel like some people genuinely have not been taught the proper way to communicate. And I agree with part of what you're saying.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I feel like when you went through serious trauma, the rest of your life journey is healing. But
exactly.
A majority of that is managing yourself.
Mm-hmm.
It's your job to manage you.
Yep.
So what I agree 100% with you on is, it's not my job to manage that.
Mm-hmm.
If you can't communicate, then the club over here with good communicators,
you can't be a part of it.
Right.
Like, you can't, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, certain nightclubs got a dress code,
yeah.
You got to have an ID or be over certain, bruh. It's certain qualifications standards to get over here. And I feel like as you do heal, or as you do realize certain stuff about yourself, like how he said, I just can't deal with somebody who can't communicate, you should set boundaries and standards like that and not dump back. Because it'll bring out the worst in you.
Mm-hmm.
Like, all of us got worse in us that could be brought out if you get around the wrong situation. That's why as you build in life and you and your purpose, you're supposed to clean your circle up, set new boundaries, change what you're willing to expose, how available you are from your time to just even talking to you, people getting around you. Like, I had to learn that, like, you got to
How do you reset those boundaries with people, not just romantic, but like people, like old friends that you knew from like back middle school, high school, college age shit. Like, because what I'm realizing now is niggas think I'm the old Kodak. Like, we ain't talked in a few years. And you think I'm
him. Like, I know him. He acting like I don't know him.
Yeah.
I know her.
You don't.
Like, she done got that little business. You know, they got to call it little.
Right. But they do that. Oh, somebody tried to do that to me yesterday.
I'm quick. I'm going to say it. I'm going to say it. Little what? It's big money for real.
Yeah. That's a little shade right there.
Yeah. And I'm realizing, like, because folks will really try to think that you still that person from 2009.
Yeah.
And I'm in the space now, like, I gotta remind niggas. Like, somebody hit me the other day, like, trying to book me on some college prices. I'm like, oh yeah, I got this. Is that for an hour? Like, and even then, nigga, I'm not coming outside for 1 hour.
Right.
Like, we need at least two.
Right.
Like, so, and it, like, I felt the energy was like, because I can show you the text, and it was like, oh yeah, you big. Yes, I am.
Right, yeah. Thank you for finally recognizing and seeing that.
I think what we have to start realizing is those communications have nothing to do with us. Mm-hmm. It has everything to do with what's going on with them.
Mm-hmm.
They're realizing I don't fit with where that person is at, mm-hmm. and it feels uncomfortable.
Yeah. Right,
it's like, he has leveled up, mm-hmm. and I'm not on that level.
And I don't ever want to shit on nobody or make him feel like less than.
Right.
But it is, like, if it consistently happens, I'm going to say, hey, you know, we cool.
But sometimes just your glow up is shitting on them. And that's because of the way that they're viewing it. It's not because you actually said anything arrogant or prideful. Mm-hmm. It's like, I want access to him like I used to have in 2009.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
In order for me to get that access, I have to believe and make him feel like he ain't no bigger than 2009. This is a me thing.
Yeah,
it really don't matter if he ain't the 2009 Kodak.
Yeah,
I need him to be that to get what I need out of this situation.
Right.
And so we have to start realizing, like, bro, just got to be left behind. Sis just got to be left behind. And it's uncomfortable.
What she's saying right here. Because
some of these people, they be cool as fuck.
Cool as fuck.
We got history. Yes. Like, I fuck with you.
But they still stuck back there.
Yes.
And I feel like, and I don't know what it is like in white schools, but I feel like, growing up, if it was middle school, you leave middle school, I mean elementary school in the middle to high, mm-hmm. they had you write on the shirts and shit, and everything say,
everybody
don't
signed.
Change.
Yeah. Yes, yeah. That was the main thing.
But you gotta change. I would not want to be the same person
either.
I am in 2008. Mentally, because I used to be a fucked up person.
Yeah.
Because I wasn't like, I didn't have the success I had now, like in 2008, 2009. So I used to be a menace on Twitter, just saying fucking anything. But now I got shit to lose, and I know, like, now that I am in a higher position than I was back then.
Yeah.
Like, I feel what it's like to be in that position. Like, Drake got a line in one of his songs where he say, "You know, if you wasn't you, you would be dissing you, dog." I'm like, damn, I probably would be.
Yeah.
Fuck that nigga Kodak. Yeah. But at the same, I was doing it because I ain't had shit going on.
Exactly. Yeah. You still need to grow.
Like, yeah, I still like need to grow. And I definitely want to give other people room to grow as well. But you gotta, I don't want it to be no shit like me existing is a threat to you and your ego.
But you ain't in control of that. That's what I'm saying.
If I
used to hang out with y'all back in the day, and I'm trying to get her for the same prices or just even access.
Yeah.
Forget money. Same as you, and y'all don't have that time. Like, because your time is more money now based on what you're worth. And I take offense to that, and I choose to view it like y'all switched up on me because y'all grew. Y'all grew.
Right.
It's a switch up for me. You ain't in control of me feeling like that.
Yeah.
And it's like, we got to start really realizing that, like, that's just how she feels.
And I gotta pull away from people like that.
Feel like that. You stick around and try to change my mind, you probably gonna end up in a fight or an argument or a fake beef. Or I'm gonna run to the internet and come up off of what you built.
Exactly.
Mm-mm. All because you just trying to convince me that you real or you solid or you just grew.
Mm-hmm. And then you have the people that are trying to convince other motherfuckers to not like you because they don't like you.
Ooh, that's
you about to recruit a team and they want to not like me?
Come on. It's funny how the people that don't like you find other people that don't like you.
Right.
How you found them?
It's a Tinder for niggas that, it's a Tinder for haters?
That's just wild. Yeah, I move away from all that.
And I'm pretty sure, like, both of y'all experienced that as well, because you're not the same person you was 10 years ago. You're not the same person you was 10 years ago. And now that everything is on the internet, niggas gotta see you.
Yeah.
They gotta see you. They see you on TV. They see you everywhere. Like, and it eats at that shit because they think, damn, I came from the same place this nigga came from, and I'm not in that position. Fuck them.
Right.
That's so weird to me, that just that mindset.
It's a personal thing because they're. So let me put it to you like this. I teach a Zoom on self-esteem, right? And there are three major factors that play a role in self-esteem for anybody, male, female, white, black, whoever. One of them is how you pace with your peers. Mm-hmm. So going all the way back to graduating from school and people you've met throughout life that are in your same peer category. So a lot of people, it heavily affects their self-esteem when they look about and people they same age. Even if y'all didn't grow up together, it's like progressing at paces differently, way differently than what they see themselves pacing.
Yeah.
So it's like, that's why people always ask, how old are you? They try to get your age, not out of disrespect, but they trying to see where I'm at with this.
Yeah.
Wow. So it's like, if
am I behind?
Yeah, if I'm 27 and she's, you know, well progressed, I hope she say she like 32 or something, so I can feel like I got some years to catch up.
Yeah.
But if you fuck around and say you 25 or 27 too, it's like, it made me start like, damn.
I ain't gonna lie. Cause
so what you do? I'm all up in your business trying to figure out how to
she had it.
Yet. How she got
it. Why her and not me?
Yes. But if she say she 40 or some shit, oh, y'all got time.
Yeah.
Well, that is so funny.
I follow her. She older than me. I want to get like her.
Yeah. I ain't gonna lie. I be feeling like that watching like the NFL. Like with, even though I'm not even in the fucking NFL.
Right, I'm like, wait, what?
I'm not even in the fucking NFL. Like with CJ Stroud. They're like, this nigga like 21, 22. Like, yeah, this young nigga lit.
That shit, it affects everybody. And I'm not even saying in a bad way. Mm-hmm. Some people, it affects them negatively, but some people, that's that motivation.
Yes. Yep.
Like you say, damn, look at that young nigga 22, he getting it.
Getting it.
Like, I'm trying to eat like that.
That's right.
And also, I feel like that is a part of your DNA. I don't know what it is about your mental, but some niggas will see a nigga that's lit and be like, oh, I can do that.
Do it, because if he that young doing it, I can get it.
Right.
Exactly. Some niggas will see a nigga that's lit like, he ain't supposed to. I supposed to have that spot.
Yeah.
But ain't doing shit.
Ain't making no moves, no nothing.
Like,
honestly, you can look at social media and see like the type of, because people put everything on the fucking internet. So if, like, if you always taking days off, you always making excuses, you always on vacations, spending your last money to go on vacation. Listen, bro, like, I don't really take breaks.
Yeah.
I don't take breaks. Yeah, and these are the sacrifices that are necessary for success.
Yeah,
so if you're not willing to make that sacrifice for your life, oh well, I am.
Yeah. Right.
I'm gonna do that.
Yeah.
I'm willing to risk losing old personal relationships because them niggas wasn't ready to catch up.
Mm. Yeah, but that's why the separation has to happen.
Yes.
When you realize like you running at a way different speed than me, but I'm steady calling your phone every day. I'm steady like trying to.
And I can't do that.
I'm trying to smoke and chill.
Let's smoke and chill.
You like, I'm booked. Bro, all right, what about tomorrow?
Booked.
And I'm hitting you up. Okay,
but that's how it is for real.
Tuesday,
bro. Like,
then by Wednesday, I'm going to be like, Kodak acting funny.
This
I've been calling him since Saturday to smoke and chill.
Monday and Tuesdays are my freest days. And Monday and Tuesday, I like to play the game. So I'm not even trying to be on the phone.
Yeah.
I'm not trying to be around nobody.
Yeah, that's your me time.
That's the little me time that I got. I know Wednesday and Thursday, I film and record. Friday, I'm with my family. Saturday, Sunday, film, recording, editing. So everything, my days are booked up.
Mm-hmm. And look, don't fuck around and start streaming while you on the game and go up off of that.
Yeah.
Nobody gonna never be able to talk to you.
Like,
I want
to see folks play.
Exactly. Let me get my Twitch set up.
Yeah.
Let me get my Twitch set up. But yeah, that's how I feel like. I'm recently running into these things. Oh, you're not. I'm not the same, bro. I'm sorry. Mm-hmm. I'm sorry to disappoint you, bro.
I mean, just keep telling them that.
Some people be so emotionally bothered by that.
Yeah.
And then when you look at our community, like especially for y'all, like bros to bros, it almost get scary. And I ain't saying scary from like a soft space, like, oh, you soft. But it gets scary. Like, I done seen dudes and I had to counsel niggas through beefs where it's like, bro, I ain't know you took it like that.
Yeah.
Like, bro, ready to almost do something to you.
Right.
You feel like you tried him or disrespected him because you don't got time for him. And it's scary because there are a lot of you know, black men in our culture that are lacking that emotional management, and it gets dangerous.
Yeah. I'm jealous.
Because you know what I'm saying? And it's like, I ain't even, I'm just trying to grow up.
Because niggas will take it up.
Yes, for over nothing.
Nothing. Niggas crashing out. But then again, that's where you got, which we mentioned earlier, these niggas ain't got nothing to go. They ain't got nothing. What, so what he gonna lose? He shoot five niggas in broad daylight. What's gonna happen?
Wow.
Yep. Because I done seen dude like, man, I'm gonna kill that nigga. Bro, what he did. And I'm thinking it's finna be like, he really did something.
Right. The nigga bitch
when they get done with the story, I'm like, yeah, I'm finna go. Because something wrong with you. I'm saying, what's up? Bro, that's not nothing to kill nobody.
A part of my growth is getting more involved in political and social issues. And I am a big advocate for mandatory yearly psychological evaluations.
Ooh. Yes.
We need that because there's a lot of people that are out here just crazy and walking around like they normal, like these people are. It could be a nigga crazy as hell out here, but they never been to a therapist. They never been in a setting to where that shit has been triggered.
Now think about what
we go through as women. Like you fuck around and you attracted and then you realize like I got a baby or I'm in a full out relationship. And I'm realizing this nigga nuts.
And even before that.
And then he beefing. He ain't even got to be. Because some women go through it where the nuts is being taken out on you. Mm-hmm. But then some women, it's like, I'm with this nigga. He beefing with niggas. And like, I might get killed or harmed. Because
they don't shoot your car.
Yes.
I've been trying to be very aware of men like that. But even angry.
But even before that, like, say y'all out at the club and shit. And a nigga approach you. And you ain't interested, but you just say, nah, I'm good.
This is not a good bitch. That's scary too. And they shooting you outside.
But that's what I'm saying, like unchecked mental illnesses.
Yes. Yeah.
So yes, I'm a big advocate for mandatory psychological.
I agree.
I will sign that petition.
Eric Bell, we on the way. I got another question, right? And I feel like this is another example of unchecked mental illnesses. Risa Tisa. The lady on Instagram with the 50 part, who did I get married video. Have you seen it?
I didn't watch it either.
I saw the headline.
I saw
the first 30 seconds of the first video, and I looked at how she looked, and I was like, okay, everything makes sense. I don't need to hear the rest of this story. He done told you a lie.
Well, what happened to her?
Did you?
So I skipped to like
the TLDR version.
3 when she really started getting into it or whatever, but my friend summarized it. So basically, during COVID years, she met a guy like right before COVID actually started. Mm-hmm. They started going on dates. She caught a flat tire. He took initiative to take her to get the tire and actually pay for the tire. She's like, oh shit, okay. Right. You know, he paid for the date and everything, holding doors and everything.
Simple
then
shit.
Everything go on lockdown. And basically, they want to continue with dating each other. Right. And so they moved at a progressive state. Right. So
when you say progressive, they started speeding up.
Yes. Okay. Because now it's like, now you moving in with me and living. Now you trying to live with me and all that
and
whatever.
Like after a few months?
Yeah. I don't think it was even a month. That's what I said. I said, I do not move that fast. And that's a big red flag.
Proceed.
But basically, he... was lying about a lot, his assets and everything. He was trying to get a house, and she thought he had all this money because of the house he was trying to get. I think so. I think the bottom line is that he didn't have any of those connections that he said that he had. He wanted to talk to the real estate guy a lot and do that connections because it was something scamming going on. So it was like scamming activities, and he doesn't really have the money that he actually said
that he
had.
Atlanta.
Mm-hmm.
Makes sense.
But what? So I know so many women that have that same kind of story. Yeah. Why was that big
so
move?
Big? Because she confused. Prolonged the hell out of it.
Yeah,
and
she
on
did
TikTok,
make it a 50-part
people
piece.
Love a story. They yeah.
they
feed they
love
off
a
that vi- stuff.
They love a victim.
Right.
Mm. I feel like that's
but
what
that's
it is.
But that's why I said, like, it's that's like a typical story.
Right, it really is.
Word,
but a lot
like,
of people were relating to that story.
Because when you see more and more of us growing up, without the example of a two-parent household mm-hmm. and what a loving relationship looks like, to know what red flags are and, you know, what to look for, we are rushing into a lot of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So the mistake really was the rush in.
Right, exactly.
Yeah.
Because you're supposed to take your time getting to know a person. I got to see you in different lights.
Google them.
Make sure you ain't got none of them hitting mental health
exactly.
issues before I, like, really lock in my personal space. Mm-hmm. And I don't think people realize, like, it's a beautiful thing when you get in a relationship where either one of us could leave tomorrow and still be stable.
Yeah.
Yes.
But we're here because we want to be.
Yeah.
Like, I'm not here because everything is tied to your financial status as a man or vice versa, or even just emotionally, you know, attached to you in an unhealthy way.
Right. So what about the women that pursue those type of relationships, though? Because I see that often as well. Like, we're going
to
talk about it later.
You just have to do your extra homework up front. Like, if I do want the traditional, where you as the man take care of the majority of everything, I'm moving in a house that you're providing for us and all of that, it's nothing wrong with that. Mm-hmm. But I have to really vet you out.
Yeah.
And, like, you know, we go back in history, women had their fathers to vet that guy out, and it was like an authority. Like, young man, shake my hand. Mm. I'm handing my daughter over to you.
Right.
Bro, you better take care of
her. Bring her back.
And so, as a man, it wasn't just, I got to do right by this woman because I'm supposed to do right by the woman. Her daddy going to fuck me up.
Right.
If she calls him and I'm not, like, doing just the basic necessities and respect.
Mm.
When you take that out, this is when stuff started to get weird. Yeah. And then women got to try to know more stuff in areas that we not educated in order to vet you out.
Right.
Exactly. Like, this is why I keep stressing two-parent households, marry before you carry. Let's bring back fathers being involved so women can kind of see the signs before I'm even dating as to what a good man looks like or what he doesn't look like. Because a father can teach you either way. Mm-hmm. Like, sometimes your daddy can teach you what type of man not to fuck with.
Yeah.
Because he might be that man.
Yes.
So absent fathers really have played, or it's really like some generational curse.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And I don't think people realize how many different areas it affects. Because when we talk about, okay, the hothead men-to-men relationships where they kill each other over nothing, fatherlessness plays a big role. Mm-hmm. When you talk about women and the sexually promiscuous and picking the wrong guys and same scenario, fatherlessness plays a big role. Mm-hmm. When you talk about the stuff that pregnant women are going through, I don't think people understand the statistic of, like, pregnant women dying. Mm-hmm. Like, if you look up that statistic,
the mortality rate?
It's homicide. And it is
for
done
black
by,
women is very high.
It's very high, and it's done by domestic violence. Like, it's not complications in pregnancy that's the leading cause of death in women, especially black women.
I've been seeing it
is when we talk
so
about
much.
When
she
we talk
right.
about being just dying while carrying a baby.
Mm. Yeah.
It's
unrelated to, like, hospital
medical issues and stuff. There's
and the
that
suitcase,
issue in
this
its own
man
life.
In New York dumped the suitcase and the pregnant girl was in the bed in the suitcase. Like, what is wrong with y'all?
Because times have changed. Ooh. And like we said earlier, women are making the decision solely by themselves to birth a baby, and men, fatherlessness, no emotional management, unhandled mental health issues, they fucking these women up.
Yep. Mm.
Like, because they're having no influence. And this woman, and you like, I don't think we're realizing. So I cringe every time I see, like, a group of women encouraging a younger woman to just keep your baby and fuck that nigga and don't worry about that baby daddy. Because I look up real statistics. Like, how he said he played a game in his downtime. Mm-hmm. In my downtime, I look up what's going on with our people.
I love it.
And I'm looking at what's happening with us. What are we dying from?
Yeah.
From health to relationships to social dealings and things. And we're getting fucked up as women pregnant with babies.
Yep. Yeah.
So I get scared. If you don't have a support system as a woman and you, like, got pregnant by this dude and he ain't got no healthy foundation behind him to, like, help him with his moral compass, there's a good chance you will get fucked up.
So when we have these conversations online, a lot of times I see in the comments, they say, oh, well, who was raising them? And it was a single mother. And I was like, well, why is she a single mother? Like, who is at fault for fatherlessness and single motherness? Because they're basically the same thing. Mm. So,
yep.
Who
and I love that you know that.
Who I mean,
I love that.
Papa would be Rolling Stones back then.
So we can't just say that the single mothers are at fault, because if the single mothers aren't raising them, then who is?
Mm.
The nigga left.
Yeah. Right.
And I said this, and I'm glad I thought about it now, because I got to repeat this on camera.
Okay.
If I want to be a father, there's nothing a woman can do to stop me from being a father.
So let's talk about that, right? Okay, so do you have children?
I don't have kids.
Okay, so let me just put something out there, right? So, and I have had several family members go through this, but I have a family member right now that's going through a custody battle. He served the female. Mm-hmm. So this is him doing exactly what he's saying. You ain't finna stop me from being a father.
Mm-hmm.
It takes so much money that the average black man, like, unless you're, like, getting into middle class and up or a real hustler, don't got.
Really?
It takes support. through like the emotional moments where I want to go fuck this bitch up because she's keeping me from my children and I'm doing it the right way. But it's a lot of slow processes. You realize like attorneys playing with you to be able to make extra money. You realize the guardian ad litem in these cases in his family, they don't give a fuck about black babies like they laid on. Social workers and a lot of people know this. You have some gems in the system like as far as people, but then you got some people they don't give a damn. Like, so just to fill y'all in, You my baby mama, I serve you. The court's going to appoint a lawyer, which is called a guardian ad litem, that is solely involved in this for the best interest of the child. And then if you as a woman, you go get your attorney, I got my attorney. There's a lot of things, same as criminal court, that you can do to continue to delay proceedings. There's a lot of things that you could say to the guardian ad litem to manipulate her mind, to make her believe I'm doing things that I'm not doing. And we have to wait and play this game of like, proof, right?
Right.
And then you got women that they play the victim very well. So depending on how much tears you lay on, how many phone calls you make to this guardian ad litem, what you tell the child to tell the guardian ad litem about me, you could create situations where I might have to do some supervised visits at first, even though there's no valid proof of it. You just sold a good story to the guardian ad litem. If she lazy, she won't fact check the things you're telling her. In America, black men are guilty until proven innocent. So if you paint the right picture, they'll believe you over me as the black man easily to where I got to jump through more hoops. So if I'm not determined, if I don't have the financial resources to keep going, the lawyer told me at first, $5,000. Now it's up to $9,000. Now we up to $12,000. Now he's saying we might be going to trial because your baby mama presenting more and more issues. The guardian ad litem is bringing up concerns based on, and I'm over here screaming like, sir, that's not true. Like as my attorney, bro, she's lying. Well, the attorney wants to hear both sides either way. So now we up to $12,000 to go to trial. We can't communicate, which is why we landed in court anyway.
Right.
As we going through this process now, as soon as we done went through DNA, back child support in a lot of places starts then. A lot of states, it can go back further, but it starts there. And if you as the woman, I could be the helping the whole time. Got receipts for the diapers and everything I bought since they was born. Most dudes don't got this, but I got them. That still don't matter. If you say I haven't been helping, they will go with the fact that I haven't been helping. If I don't have something like maybe medical insurance where the child is on, that's the only thing that really they're going to substantiate as real help. But I could have been cash apping you, give it. It's not as simple as what people think in regards to getting in the system. Now, can a determined man fight and get everything they're supposed to get in the end? Absolutely. But I know y'all seen those videos where, just like you see the Karens, you see the baby mamas where the baby daddy like, I got to record because she's going to lie and say, I hit her during the exchange. I'm witnessing this go on in real time. I watched family members, like I watched my brother go through a custody case in a divorce where he found out his son does not belong to him. And like we all have a relationship with the son. It's hurtful. And it's so like you got to manage your emotions. You got to keep kicking out bread. You got to like really have a system around you that when you talk to the average black dude growing up coming from a single mother household, they don't have that. And it's not an excuse.
Does the woman have it?
And sometimes the females don't. So, but they have the system. Because what does the mom get? Right? In our community. And this is why when you say who's at fault, it really goes back to systemic at first. And then a lot of those beliefs from when the systemic shit started is still instilled in both male and females in our community. So it's fault on both sides. But when you say, you know, really who's at fault, you go back to the root. The way the system's set up, all the court makes a man do that doesn't want to be a father is send a child support check. As a mother, that ain't enough. That ain't. I'm telling you, that's not enough. You can send your child support check on time every month. I need way more help with raising these children if we want to get a good product. But the system only holds men accountable to a check. They don't hold you accountable to like
spending
make,
real time,
the stuff that we need. And then for a lot of women, I can get food stamps, cash assistance, housing, all kind of extra perks, child care vouchers and things like that to just not have you involved and play that victim role.
So the villain is the system.
It starts with that. But then we become the villain, male and female, when we are not willing to look at history and be honest of what we need to like stop. Like, this is why you hear me tell women, stop saying that it's a good thing to raise your children by yourself. Stop telling men that. We tell y'all that, and then y'all walk around like, shit be all right.
right.
No, we're not all right. But then you got a group of women. Woo. Fuck them niggas. We'll be all right. Girl, I help you. Sisterhood. Mm.
Yeah.
We can. I'm like, no, fathers, come back. Mm-hmm. What are y'all doing? You need to be accountable. Get back over here.
Yeah.
That's sad. It is. It's a lot. Because then you leave the child, like the single mom is trying to bring new men into her life or whatever to try to fill that void of having a father that's there.
And she's not dating them either.
And yep. Right. And then that man that's there messing with the child. Yep. Yeah. I've seen those stories.
Yes.
Yeah.
A lot lately, and
it's
sick.
A lot of trauma where if you were silenced, like you weren't able to speak, it was there a lot of women in our community that were silenced. They didn't get therapy. They weren't able to speak up. So all they know is just to put a wall up, a boundary. Mm. No men around the kid.
Yeah.
Mm. Because a man touched me. Right. My mom didn't protect me because I couldn't tell her. Yep. I was silenced. It wasn't good in that time frame that I was coming up in. And it's just generational curses.
Yes. Yep.
This is why I scream, go to therapy, speak up about what was done to you, male or female. As a man, build your resources. When you listen to what I'm saying about a lot of times how much it takes to go through court to get your rights as a father, this is why you need to fix your credit, bro. Mm. This is why you got to have a purpose, bro. This is why you got to get up, stop chasing ass
related.
Online.
Everything's
go
related.
Everything, come back.
Come on.
Circle.
Come
build on. Resources, bro. Get you some bros. Some bros older than you, younger than you, and in your peer
mentors,
category.
Yes.
Build relationships with working men. Mm. Men that's doing something. Stop sitting up smoking and playing a game seven days a week.
Yeah.
Stop trying to live off women.
We're going to talk after this. Wow. Oh, she's amazing.
Last question. Now, you know I got to end it with some bullshit. But So I see a lot of time. I see a lot of questions online about BBL versus natural booty. And I had a revelation this morning. That a lot of men do like natural booties.
Okay.
But.
I don't believe y'all.
No. We like natural booties.
They don't be knowing it different.
Let me say this. We like natural booties, but we also like big booties.
Okay.
Now, we're not going to pick average booty because it's natural. Uh-huh. We're going to go with the big motherfucker. So, we
y'all
will take.
Be picking a B. We, B.
If, they if, think if it's
we
real,
take,
right?
If we take, we don't know.
They give a fuck, right? This is my opinion based on what I see y'all do. I ain't no man. So I ain't gonna speak on like, you know, you could definitely tell me I'm wrong, but based on what I see y'all entertain from a space that I hit any of that.
Right, the bigger the booty.
You always
the
hear men brag about, oh, she's natural, I like the natural, but when a BBL walk by or a BBL post or a BBL got a platform,
y'all go crazy.
Look at them followers. Y'all niggas is in there.
And we over here like, look at the thigh and leg, Rocio. Y'all don't see that.
They don't give a damn.
I got you.
A lot of the big, in our community, when you get into the big, big booties, like the BBLs, a lot of them have some dents, some cellulite, some stretch marks. Y'all be going with the ones fresh off the table. And I ain't even saying you wrong. Wait, it's just, it's picture perfect.
Yeah.
Still got the five
holes.
I'm just entertaining
like,
your question.
Yeah.
I don't know if I believe y'all. I feel like whatever.
Listen, we see some cars roll up here. You see a gray sedan. You see a little black Nissan or whatever. Mm. And then you see that motherfucking Ferrari.
Right.
Uh-huh.
You're going to look at that Ferrari when they go by.
Of
this
course.
Is the same way with the BBL.
Y'all don't be
so
just
you gonna
looking.
Look, but you they saying don't be you just ain't trying
looking.
To touch.
Girl, they do not just be.
I'm on the test drive.
I know. I already know. Cause what you saying with this question?
I'm saying we like natural booties, but we also like big booties. So if the option is either the little bad booty that's bad shaped or the BBL, the big. Voluptuous BBL.
Uh-huh.
I'm gonna take the big voluptuous BBL.
Okay, because I'm about to say he better not lie.
I'm not gonna lie, but I'm saying if you got a big thick, if you got some big thick ass cheeks and it's real, I'm gonna take that over some big fake BBL ass cheeks.
Okay.
Yeah, but we like booty at the end of the day.
Right.
Just because I like natural don't mean you like any type of natural. It's kind.
Oh my God.
Do you like big niggas?
Not for real.
Okay. So if you did, let's say you did like big niggas, would you date a nigga that's like 500 pounds? You still got standards.
Right. No, like I would have it within a certain ratio. Yeah,
exactly.
Like,
you still got standards.
Yeah.
So you're not
going to take
it.
You care about yourself a little bit.
Exactly. Like. So if you got a natural body, congratulations. But I still want some cheeks. I still want some ass.
So what would you say, like if a woman was in here with us and she was slim? Like she
like
natural.
Right. She's beautiful.
Slim, she don't got no big cheeks.
Not my type.
I could take. I like that you worded it.
Everybody got a type.
It's not my type.
This is what I'm scared of. I'm scared of like generations coming under us and our generations and, you know, one or two above us are being fed the BBL so much that it's, because I know programming and psychology. It's like they being fed so much that a lot of the verbiage you hearing from dudes is just, I need a thick one. I need a thick one. I need everybody ain't. gonna be thick.
And when we get like that as women, like we want the Travis Kelce, the big stocky or something.
We want Travis, you like white guys?
Versus, niggas like,
I haven't dated a white guy, but I hear that's a new movement since Taylor Swift. All Taylor Swift fans now want a stocky man and don't want the slim man. That's a movement right now. I'm
So social movements are dictating your dating standards?
For Taylor Swift fans,
you know darn well that when plastic surgery or the BBLs picked up, it flooded social media's content to where just as men, like as a community, you being fed BBL, BBL,
that's
BBL,
all you're seeing.
To the point where when you out in reality
Instagram.
And you go, I bet booty, booty,
booty, and I bet his jump full of big booties.
Booty, 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 say it.
Big booties and duck lips.
Yeah, ball alert at the top. It's a blog.
Go to your explore page. Look, booty. Oh, wow. It's and they literally just showing
Brandon
their booty.
Roberts, country singer. Okay. Oh, you said the explore page.
Yeah, go to your explore page.
Booty.
Look at that. Booty.
And horror. Booty, I got horror shit on here, too.
Booty.
It's scary shit, too.
And you got some wild stuff,
booty. And he got something going for himself.
Look at that. But show her that one. Booty. Wow, that's crazy.
Where that body came from.
They want to look like us so
it's
bad.
It's not that it's bad, but you can't tell me you're not being programmed.
Look at,
Kodak.
Damn. Good grief.
Okay. I don't know if it's real or not though. Like,
but you have other stuff going on.
I do.
So it ain't he. But come on now, the average dude that don't got that much going on, they get on the booty, BBL. Now when you out in reality, and you see real women.
That.
That's good women. Might got a good heart. You like you smart, shawty, but turn around.
I can't eat your heart. I can eat your butt though.
But you just said you want somebody with motion.
I do.
Most of the time.
She gotta have motion plus the booty.
Yeah. Not if you the more motion you got, the less booty you gotta have. It's like a scale.
I can't.
It's like a scale. Like,
so do you feel any type of way about the women that you gotta have some money? Like Cash App me. Like I
seen
Kodak. Chaotic. I seen Chaotic. Shout out to Chaotic. I seen him post like a little text message thread where the first text from the dude said, "Can I take you on a date?" Mm-hmm. The girl said, "Yes, Cash App me first though, and then we could go on a date."
Wow.
So then the text message went into the dude telling her basically like, "You a prostitute."
Oh yeah, but if you present yourself like that, now that's what we're gonna do. So
but you starting off with the booty.
I'm not going to ask to look at your booty first. I'm
you
already see it.
Though, right?
But, but you're not even going to.
We can't see it, so we got to ask.
You should want an attractive nigga. You should want a fine ass nigga. That's the equivalent. It's not my bank account. Because what if I say, all right, that's you send me $500
but
first.
You're saying booty is a big deal, right?
It is a big deal.
So the girl saying money is a big deal. You just happen to be able to see your big deal without asking. Mm-hmm. And then sometimes we can see that you asking, basically. We can tell you look.
Yeah,
we can't see if your wallet, and then y'all be putting on that designer where it's a trick of it.
If that's what she on, and she want a nigga with some, she want a nigga to spend money on her. You are a prostitute, and I'm okay. We gonna move.
So then, what are you that's looking for that booty up front?
Right, you wanting some?
You're
sex?
A horn dog,
right?
I'm an American.
Oh my goodness!
Double standard is
a it's not a double standard, and we gotta stop acting like double standards are a bad thing.
I ain't saying it's bad. I'm just calling it what it is. It's because
it
the
is
thing
double
is,
standards.
Just
though.
Think about what you're saying. You have a right to prioritize booties and what you're attracted to. As a woman, women have a right to prioritize like a nigga with some money or some motion. Mm-hmm. So I don't like end up with another nigga I'm taking
Listen,
care of.
Listen, a nigga can send you $500 and still not be a nigga with money or motion. He just had a spare $500 to
send.
You're
right.
Now this nigga don't trick you.
You're right. And a bitch could pull up one of them booty pad little shaper things on and make your ass think you got some booty up front.
And then
and
it'd be a whole bunch
house,
of...
Yep.
Who I remember that way? That is so funny.
It's fat in the front too, motherfucker. She don't got there and took
big
this
big in the back and big in the front.
She done took this girdle off.
My God,
shout out to
the
ladies that sell
so
shapewear. Because we able to get their ass like they get that spare 500.
And beard. Did you see he cut his beard off? And
Jalen Hurts?
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
You hurt. You hurt, son. You hurt.
How dare you do that?
You hurt, son. Is that catfish?
They be looking like a turtle without a shell.
Oh, my God, girl.
That nigga look like he turned into a police officer. Overnight,
the beard is a wig.
He looked like a black cop.
I be having booty chins and shit.
You done went without your beard before?
Hell no, because I'm bald. What I'm gonna do?
He just called me.
No.
Like a shaved vagina.
No. No. I'm gonna be out here looking like Uncle Fester from the Wednesday show.
We don't need that.
Hell no.
So then don't mess with women when they take their wig off.
Oh, listen. I know better. I know that shit braided under there. I'm gonna rub the braids.
Okay. You don't got a problem with braids.
Look, you
because some of y'all be doing too much. The girl take her wig off and then you like smoking on Friday. Damn. Okay. No, don't do all that.
And then shave that beard. Right.
Exactly.
Last thing, is Dre and Michelle wrong?
What was the age gap? She's 39. The only reason I know because I seen it on.
Oh,
I think
she
was something
she,
right.
She 30, I wrote this down because I do.
She's 39.
That.
He 22. But also,
man,
Drea's son is 22.
Oh, that's just weird for me. I would never. I couldn't see myself doing that. That's kind of too close to my son's age.
Your double standards comment reminded me of this.
Yeah,
Drake with Lotto's
Brooklyn,
sister.
Brooklyn. So what do you think about it?
It is a double standard.
Because Drake is being crucified.
Uh-huh. Because to me, he always rapping about college women. It's something. It's something else there.
Like, so
he love him a little younger.
Right.
It's R. Kelly on the way. I swear to God.
So here's where my concern is at more, right? If there's children involved, what stuck out to me, not just the age gap, but the fact that there's a son involved. Mm-hmm. And so I would be immediately concerned with how her son feels. Fuck how we feel. But what is it doing to him?
Aww,
because
yeah.
a lot of shit that we do as adults, we don't realize, like, it can be a point that changes the trajectory of your child's mindset towards life or where their life going
so
in regards to how it affects them emotionally, mentally, whatever. So that's first priority. Mm-hmm. The other thing is, I'm always concerned about mental health. So for me, I male or female, because it ain't for me, it's the same rule for everybody. Mm. At 49... are you way more leveled up?
39.
39. Yeah. Sorry. Not trying to get her no extra 10 years.
I'm like,
at 39, are you, because some people aren't, right? Mm-hmm. Are you way more leveled up mentally than that other person?
I feel like in her industry, she is. Because Dre's been in the industry for a while. So she knows how to move in certain rooms. She knows how to talk. She knows how to get what she wants. She's a beautiful person, amazing body. Mm-hmm. Beautiful gowns. Mm-hmm. Beautiful gowns. But nigga 22 years old.
But what is his, but again, it goes back to what I was saying about, okay, so if he's 22, good support system, family around him, mother and father, or female role models and male role models that care about him. Mm-hmm. I feel like you could navigate certain relationships to where it could be a balance if you have that. Mm-hmm. Like if you have that family support to where, like, if we see shit going in the direction of, like, he's being taken advantage of, we can step in. And I would say the same thing if it was the opposite direction and it was a man that was 39 and a girl that was 22. What does the background, the system around that younger individual look like? Because when we get into manipulation or, like, somebody being a predator to somebody, isolation is the number one thing. Mm-hmm. When people go to abuse somebody, they isolate you from family,
and
your support.
So I
would want to see more about, like, what his
family circle
looks like. Because when a person got a solid foundation, you can't get over. I don't give a damn if you're 59.
But are these...
How long
but
have they
are,
been together?
You said what?
How long have they been together?
I feel like a year. It's not too long. But are these women that go after these young professional athletes predators? Because now we saw CJ Stroud.
They try to look for financial security.
We saw Amber Rose and CJ Stroud as well.
I feel like there's
Brittany Renner.
Oh, yeah, with the guy in Charlotte. I forgot
about his name. They trying to get money.
It's
crazy.
I feel like you look at the whole dynamic, you have to consider rather you're trying to get over. When you start dating that young, male or female, nobody could try to sweep off the table the question of, like, what is this?
What do y'all really have in common? And
that's what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
Like, what is the fulfillment? You're not finna hit me with that cliche, we're in love.
Right. Yeah. We have fun together.
Like, no, man, you're seasoned.
Yeah.
And I ain't talking about just because of the number. Because there are some people that are 39 that operate like a 22-year-old. Mm-hmm. So have at it. Because she ain't got shit going on. You ain't got shit going on. She ain't too much smarter than you.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? They on the same level.
Right.
I would like to look at, like, because like you said, she's successful.
Yeah.
So I would want to know, does he know his way around business and money and, you know, what's going on? And, you know, are you well equipped on your side of the family or your resource pool if it comes down to child support and custody and things? Do you know the avenues to stand on your rights, or is this like a clean drive to the end zone for that older individual?
Yeah. She already got the she put.
I'm interested to see what that's about to look like.
Yeah, and the announcement on the International Women's Day as well. Like,
oh
yeah, that was like, oh, this is interesting.
Oh
yeah, so shout out to them people.
Wow.
But yeah, love Dorsey Moneybags. Give them tell them about your show so they can follow you.
Yeah, so A Little Kiss and Tell, y'all, A Little Kiss and Tell podcast. We are A Little Kiss and Tell on Instagram as well. We talk about anything from sex, relationships, dating, marriage, all of that stuff, trending things around those things. So check us out.
They got my kind of topic.
Yeah, you need to pull up. Love Dorsey.
I was just going to say, just look up Love Dorsey. It's love_Dorsey.
You got a podcast yet?
But nope. So I have episodes recorded for my podcast. I have not yet uploaded what I was finna say is I'm on everybody else's podcast.
Yeah.
you might as well
just look up Love Dorsey and whoever got a podcast, and chances are I'm on that bitch.
Okay.
That bitch.
We gotta get you on.
This her second time on. She gonna be back on the Big Fast podcast.
I'm ready for radio or TV. Like, mm-hmm. I've been in podcasting and on the internet talking my stuff so long.
Aww,
like,
yeah.
I'm like,
I feel like podcasting, because it don't feel like a podcast. It feel like a TV show. Like, I come and set the lights up and shit. Like, I feel like that's what podcasting is now.
Yeah.
Like, look at most of the shit we watch online is from podcast content.
Yes.
Internet is the new television now.
It really is.
So,
that's why they raising these fucking Netflix prices. God damn it.
I'm
over everything being inflated.
I don't care how much they go up. You keeping your subscription.
And I don't know, man. Netflix ain't came. You know what? I got to see the next Squid Game. So, yeah, you're right.
I knew
you're right.
You ain't canceling that subscription no time soon. But I feel like the things that I talk about, a lot of stuff like what we talked about, we're not just discussing celebrity business and just gossiping.
You're talking about life.
Yes.
Yes.
Real life stuff that needs to be heard. That's why I'm like, I'm ready for TV, radio.
I love it.
Something very main. Like, I'm still going to work the internet like I've been doing. It's still podcasting.
Yes.
Still going to podcast, but I'm ready to see some stuff on TV that is in the realm of like what we're discussing.
I love that.
Yeah.
I love it.
Big Fat Next Work. listen, another episode of Big Homie's House. Love,
yes.
Dorsey, Moneybags in the building, kicking it with your homie ATL, the worldwide. Let's go big.
Ain't
yeah.
We out.